This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Russia's deputy foreign minister and Washington's ambassador to Moscow discussed bilateral issues at a meeting Monday. This, according to Russia's foreign ministry in a statement. The United States believes Ukraine can win the war against Russia if it has the right equipment, Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin said Monday, as Moscow announced a ceasefire in the besieged city of Mariupol to evacuate civilians. After a secretive visit to Kyiv, top American officials are pledging to help Ukraine win its war against Russia. The AP's Jennifer King reports.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Russia is failing in its war in Ukraine after he and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin met with President Zelensky for 3 hours in the Ukrainian capital.
A sovereign, independent Ukraine will be around a lot longer than Vladimir Putin's on the scene.
The U.S. announced a new surge of military and diplomatic aid. Austin told reporters Zelensky is committed to winning the fight.
The first step in winning is believing that you can win. And so they believe that we can win. We believe that they can win if they have the right equipment, the right support.
The defense secretary says success in Ukraine would be a democratic country able to protect its sovereign territory and a reduction in Russian capabilities.
We want to see Russia weakened to the degree that it can't do the kinds of things that it has done in invading Ukraine.
I'm Jennifer King.
China's capital, Beijing, has begun mass testing and shutting down residential and business districts amid a new outbreak of COVID-19. So far, 70 cases have been found in the city of more than 21 million since the outbreak surfaced Friday, and at least 100 people may have died in an explosion at an illegal oil refinery in southeast Nigeria. This is VOA News. The New York Times reports Twitter's board and Tesla CEO Elon Musk are negotiating over his bid to buy the social media platform. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
Musk said last week that he had lined up $46.5 billion in financing to buy Twitter, putting pressure on the company's board to negotiate a deal. The Times cited people with knowledge of the situation who it did not identify. It said the two sides were discussing details, including a timeline and fees, if an agreement was signed and then fell apart. The people said the situation was fluid and fast-moving. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
French President Emmanuel Macron comfortably won a second term Sunday, triggering relief among allies that the nuclear-armed power won't abruptly shift course in the midst of the war in Ukraine from European Union and NATO efforts to punish and contain Russia's military expansionism. Acknowledging that numerous voters cast ballots for him simply to keep out the fiercely nationalist far-right Le Pen, Macron pledged to reunite the country that is, quote, filled with so many doubts, so many divisions, end quote, and work to assuage the anger of French voters that fed Le Pen's campaign. U.S. President Joe Biden is commemorating the 107th anniversary of the start of what he calls the Armenian Genocide. He's issued a statement in memory of the 1.5 million Armenians who he says, quote, were deported, massacred, or marched to their deaths in a campaign of extermination, end quote, by Ottoman Empire forces. A popular U.S. comedian has been presented with the Kennedy Center's Mark Twain Prize for American Humor. AP correspondent Oscar Wells Gabriel has that story.
Jon Stewart says there's nothing funny about the state of comedy these days. It's not that there aren't sharp humorists around, but between snowflakes and authoritarian governments, the work of making people laugh is not just fun and games anymore. Stewart says he sees comedy not as a game changer for society, but as a bellwether. Stewart set up a modern way to deal with comedy and politics with his 16-year run as host of The Daily Show. Among those who paid tribute to him last night, former correspondents such as Samantha Bee, Steve Carell, Stephen Colbert, and John Oliver. Oscar Wells Gabriel, Washington.
And recapping our top story, Russia's deputy foreign minister and Washington's ambassador to Moscow discussed bilateral issues at a meeting Monday, according to Russia's foreign ministry in a statement. And the U.S. believes Ukraine can win the war against Russia if it has the right equipment, according to Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin Monday. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.
VOA 1.